I'm Jillian Johnsrud, wife, mom of six, writer, speaker, and coach. Over the last 20 years, I've sought out the ideas, stories, and tools that helped me to become financially independent, to find work that I'm passionate about, and live with more intention. I know these will empower you on your journey. Welcome to Everyday Courage.
This might be a little surprising because of the type of content that I write and I create, but one of my least favorite pieces of advice is find your passion, because it's not actually helpful. It's like telling someone you should be really good at sex. Thank you for that. The problem is I'm not exactly sure how to do that, and it just adds a lot more pressure and a lot more stress to the whole process. And I think the confusion comes in that we think that the end result, finding your passion, is the first step. That there's one step. You go from, I'm not really sure what I'm passionate about or what my purpose in life is. And then you think the very next step is, and now I found it. Like it was a rock alongside the road, and you just stumbled upon it. Here's the process that I think is actually helpful and less stressful than jumping to the very end of find your passion. And it's the reality that we start with curious. We move along a spectrum of we're curious in something, we're interested, we're passionate, and then it becomes part of our identity. So I start with, what are you curious about? And this seems like much more low-hanging fruit. And a lot of people are curious about a lot of things. They're not sure if they're passionate about it, but they're curious. They're curious about gardening, taking pictures of the moon, or hiking, or architecture. They have all of these things that they are a little bit curious. So I would just start there. We think about this as like the top of the funnel, things that you're just curious about. And if you're like, man, I'm feeling kind of bad. Maybe I'm a really boring person. I'm not curious about anything because you've been tired, you're burned out, you've been focused on your work and your family and your life for so long, you haven't even paused to look up and think about anything outside of the daily grind. Start by putting yourself in situations where you could be curious. Go to the library, look around at all the books. Which ones do you have any inclination to pull off the shelf? Get to know other people who are doing interesting things. Meet them at parties or networking events. Are you curious about any of the things that they're doing? Look online. What catches your interest? What did you used to be curious about before you were exhausted and burned out? And start with getting yourself into positions where you can be curious again. And then the second step is, what are you interested in? An interest, I think, is like 10%. So if you're interested in something, you know about 10% of that basic knowledge on a thing. And so it takes a little bit more of a time investment. I could be curious about beekeeping, and I meet a beekeeper and I'm like, oh, that's really interesting. Very cool. But interested, you know, I've read a book about beekeeping. By no means a master. I'm not going to say I'm passionate about it. It's not my identity, but I've had a couple conversations with people who keep bees and I've read a book. I've got like 10% of the basic knowledge on this thing. So this is the next level of that funnel where I might be curious about hundreds of things. I might be interested about 50 things. You're going a little bit deeper without committing to, this is my passion in life now, is beekeeping.
Now for a quick word from our sponsor. Guys, it is so important to have term life insurance, especially if you have a family that depends on you, or if you plan on having a family that will depend on you in the future. While you are younger, however young you happen to be now, it's important to lock in that 20 or 30 year rate while you can get the best possible monthly rate. And the broker that I love is Policy Genius, because you can do one phone call, one application, one agent, but get the best rates and the best plans from various insurance companies. So if you're in the market for term life insurance, which is the kind of life insurance I always recommend, go to choosefi.com/term and apply today.
The third step down is it develops into a passion. After you have read a book and had a couple conversations, a passion, I would say you're at like 50%, where you know 50% of all the basic information. Maybe you've read a few books. Maybe you listened to some podcasts about this. Maybe you've attended an event. Maybe you have like three or four other people that you talk about this hobby or this activity or this interest together. Now we've developed something that you can be like, yeah, I'm passionate about this thing. And for most people, depending on your time and your bandwidth, that might be just a couple things. Or if you're retired, you might have 5 or 10 things that you're like, yeah, I'm passionate about this topic. And I've invested time and energy and money into it that reflects that. And then the very final layer of this are the things that become part of your identity. They become part of your purpose. And these are things that not even so much in how much you've mastered or how much you know, but they represent a significant portion of your finances, of your time, of your energy, to where this is how you would want to introduce yourself at a party. And I think we all want those few things that we are so passionate about that they slowly become part of us as humans and part of our existence in the world. And the reality is you might only have one of those things. You might only have three of those things. Like, because they take so much time and energy and money, we don't have room for like 100 identities in our budget, in our calendar. So for you, that might be being a mom. That might be being a teacher. That might be photography or guitar. I went to an event and one of the attendees, guitar was part of his identity. Like, it wasn't just a vocation. It was a hobby. It was a passion. He brought it with him everywhere he traveled in the world. He practiced 2 hours every morning. He talked about it. It was obviously become part of his identity. But now you can see how stressful to say, like, find that thing in one step, just stumble upon it and be there instantly. Think about it as a funnel that each thing progresses to another and you're just going to take things to the next level. So if you feel like you do want to have things that you're passionate about, you do want to have things that are in your identity, there's two things you need to focus on. One, putting yourself in situations that you're going to fill the top of the funnel. Doing things where you get to be curious about different hobbies, different interests, different professions. And then taking the time and the energy and the money to progress those things down the funnel, because the only way a curiosity moves to an interest or an interest moves to a passion is a greater commitment of your focus, of your energy, of your finances, your time. They don't magically, you can't jump from I'm curious to this is a huge part of my identity without that investment. So create the space in your budget, in your calendar to help move these things along the funnel. When you decide that you've hit a stopping point, that's okay. This wasn't, you know, I was curious about beekeeping. I was interested in beekeeping. It wasn't like I had to make it part of my identity. At some point, I realized this is where the road ends on this. It's going to probably stop between curious, interested, or passion. But it's not going to keep moving, and that's okay, because you have to narrow the funnel and create more focus so that you can double down on the stuff that you want to be passionate about or that you eventually want it to be part of your identity. Hopefully, this gives you a little bit clearer direction, clear focus on how people actually find things that they're passionate about. I wish I had the same for how to be good at sex. Unfortunately, that's probably a different podcast or a different video, but I hope this is a great example of the fact that we don't have to be perfect to make progress. You know, progress is the goal, and we just have to be a little bit more courageous every day, because adventure or your passion does await.
If these ideas are what you needed today, hit subscribe. But if you want to go further, go to choosefi.com/courage. We've created free resources to walk you through this journey, to take these ideas and to transform them into action and results in your life. Invite a friend, your sister, a partner to join you on this adventure. Get your free resources at choosefi.com/courage. Let's do this together. Let's get started.